Patience is a virtue, the saying goes. You've probably all heard that line, but do you know the others? Patience is a virtue. Possess it if you can. Found seldom in a woman, never in a man. Do you find it difficult to be patient with others? Especially when they hurt you, irritate you, misunderstand you, or work against you? How well would you score yourself at being patient with your classmates, with your friends or family, with your teachers? Are you a person who tends to fight back quickly, responding to a wrong that is done to you with one of your own? I've had my moments as a teacher, that's for sure. All of us teachers have. Where a student does something against the rules, or something that just plain irritates us, and we think, can you seriously be that childish? That foolish? That short-sighted? That immature? What's the matter with you? Living and working with people throughout our lives takes patience. It takes an ability to absorb punches and not hit back in frustration or anger. It doesn't usually take long for me to feel embarrassed about my own impatience. All I have to do is think about what Jesus must see when he looks at me and my life. When I was first born, I was nothing but sin. Only evil was with me all the time. I was separated from Christ. When I was baptized, I was reborn with a new heart and put on the path to salvation. But my sinful nature did not leave me. It was drowned, overwhelmed by Jesus' mercy. But it still fights to get back to the surface and assert itself. The Apostle Paul famously wrote in 1 Timothy 1, verse 15, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. I am embarrassed by my impatience with others when I think about what Jesus sees and what he knows about my own failures. Measured against his holy standard of living, we all fall short. I am the worst of sinners. I look at the childish things I have done, or thought, or said this week, the foolish things, the short-sighted things, the immature things, and it's only Tuesday. The same things others do that make me impatient with them, well, I do them too. Do I have any right to lose my patience with others when I am really no better? Should I ever say to anyone, I've had enough of you. I can't take you anymore. I want you out of my life. You've done too much to me and I'm through. I feel like saying those things sometimes, but I can't say them, can I? Not without condemning myself to. The Apostle Paul was a blasphemer, a murderer, a violent man. Not a man who showed any patience at all toward others. But, he says, I was shown mercy. The grace of our Lord overflowed on me, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. And it is the same way with you and me. We were dead in trespasses and sins, but Jesus said, I have not had enough of you. I have not lost my patience with you. I want you in my life. You have done a lot to me, but I am not through with you. I am not walking away from this. I am not turning my back. And Jesus still says it. We hurt him daily, yet he does not walk away. Instead, he reminds us of the cross to which our sins were nailed along with him. He leads us to repentance and faith in his forgiveness. Paul writes, "But I was shown mercy for this reason, that in me, the worst sinner, Christ Jesus might demonstrate his unlimited patience." Unlimited patience. Literally in the Greek, it's the whole patience, the everything patience. That's what Jesus shows toward you. The word for patience here refers to the self-restraint that does not quickly fight back against a wrong. Jesus has every reason to fight back against you for all that you have done to him, but he refrains. He holds back. He is slow to anger, abounding in mercy. You know yourself. You know what you deserve from Jesus' hand. But instead, he forgives, having even laid down his life for you, rather than see you condemned to hell. And he works daily to keep you in him and to lead you to heaven. That is incredible, marvelous, everything patience. Now go and demonstrate that same sort of patience toward others. Amen. Hymn 588 on your sheets, the first three verses. 588, the first three verses.